So we go on the first floor, where it will be the headquarters of Réseau Cocali.
We're going up the wooden stairs of a workshop on an old farm just outside the town of Vaulon, about 30 kilometers from Paris. Today there are rusty gates and piles of straw, but it's going to become the national headquarters of an organic farming network, the Gardens of Coquin. The site's director, Hugo de Silva, and social worker, Emma Plenta, say their new office will double as a training center for the people hired to work on the surrounding land.
In order to produce some vegetables. Organic vegetables in our garden. The goal of our production is to sell our vegetables in baskets every week, 48 week a year. So we call that organic baskets.
Founded 20 years ago, today the network includes more than 100 gardens providing such baskets to 20,000 households. The name Coquin itself comes from a medieval legend of the land of milk and honey. And with 18 hectares of land, the Vaulon site is the biggest project so far.
And when we arrived here, the grass was so big that we couldn't see those kind of buildings because it was under the trees and the grass and everything. Mm-hmm. And one day the guys were cleaning everything and suddenly we saw it and just, oh, amazing.
Emma points out a 19th century sunken greenhouse they discovered while clearing the fields. The Gardens of Coquin recently bought the land from the nearby Benedictine Abbey. The sisters who lived there worked the gardens themselves until they retired more than 10 years ago. However, they were reluctant to sell off the land to just anybody.
The community was a lot contacted about a lot of people, but also some investor to buy the place. But the community wanted to preserve the human values and the agriculture work there. And so the Réseau Coquin was the one which permits them to combine the boss.
More than just promoting organic farming, the network also helps to reintegrate people into society. They hire workers who've often faced long periods of unemployment, who've been in and out of prison, who've battled addictions or faced other difficulties. With contracts ranging from 6 months to 2 years, they get the chance to learn all the tools of the organic trade.
It's for us the better way to empower them and to give them a new chance. It's through the work and the opportunity to make them feeling more happy and more self-confident than just giving money or just doing this kind of things that for us no make sense, and that's the way we think we want to help people.
Hugo adds that this goes hand in hand with the network's approach to farming.
I am from agriculture family, and I think that today it's important to produce locally for a local consumption, and I think that consumers want more and more eat things that are produced next their house in organic products. Do you want to listen the tractor?
Sure. The project's advancing one step at a time. After 3 years, they've begun the actual gardening this summer. And from now until the end of next year, they'll expand the gardens, start the training, and open an organic restaurant where visitors will come to taste the produce grown on site.
We need this tractor in order to produce all we want to do. So today we're very happy. Yeah. So, attention.
Radio France International, Mike Woods, near Vaulon.
Our Lamborghini tractor.